Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Brachim, Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Zayin, Mishnah Ches. And today's Mishnah is being learned Bischos Tzas Bas Rachel, Shishi B'Zeichet Avan, Receiving Hagun, Bikar of Mamesh. And we're even talking about Avoid Abachotz. The Mishnah tells us Hamalik has Oif Befinim Vehel Abachotz Chayev. Someone who does Malika to a bird inside and he brings it up outside, so he's Chayev. Malika is how a bird is shechted in the base of Mikdash. It's not actually Shechita, as we've learned previously. This is a very complicated way that the Kohen holds the bird and then cuts the back of its neck with his long, sharp fingernail. So if he does Malika to the bird inside the base of Mikdash and then he brings it up outside, so he's Chayev for that. However, Malik b'chutz v'hela b'chutz pater. If he did Malika outside and he did the hala outside, he's pater because Malika outside the base of Mikdash is nothing. We don't do Malika to birds outside, we do shechita to them. So doing Malika outside just turns into nevela. It's no good. Therefore, the hala is not going to mechayev him. Now, here's the interesting halacha the other way around. Hashoychet esayif b'fnei v'hela b'chutz pater. If he does shechita to a bird inside the base of Mikdash and he does the hala outside, he's pater because shechita is not done in the base of Mikdash. Malika is, whereas shachat b'chutz v'hela b'chutz chayev. If he does shechita to the bird outside and he does the hala outside, he's chayev. Nimtza turns out, says the Mishnah, Derech Hechsher Bifnim, Ptur Machotz. Derech Hechsher Bachotz, Ptur Bifnim. The way to Machsher it inside, that's a Ptur outside. Namely, doing Malika inside, which is Hechsher inside. If he does it outside, so it's Pater. And same way, the way that it's Kasher outside, namely doing Shechita, if he does the Shechita inside, he's Pater. Now, Rav Shimon argues, and the Gemara explains that he's not arguing on anything we said in this Mishnah. They're arguing about a totally separate case. Rav Shimon says that it's different. Kol Shechayavan al Bachotz. Everyone's Chayev for the Olaf. He does this outside. Chayavan al Kayotze Bifnim, Shalob. He's chayev for it if he did this avodah inside and then was malit outside. Except if he shechted a bird inside and brought up outside, so he's pater. And as we had said, the Gemara explains, Rav Shimon's not arguing on the case that we're discussing in the Mishnah, he's arguing regarding a different case. Moving on to Mishnah Ches, continue to discuss this halacha. Hachatos shekibol dama b'kos echad. We have a carbon chatos that its blood was caught in one cup, in one vessel, and nosam b'chotz v'chaz v'nosam b'fnim. Some of it was sprinkled outside and then some of it was sprinkled inside, or b'fnim v'chaz v'nosam b'chotz. He sprinkled some inside and then sprinkled some outside. Chayev for doing that vayda outside. Why is that shekulei roi lava bifnim? Because all this blood was able to be brought inside, and we know that if this is roi to be done inside, he does it outside, so he's chayiv. However, kibol dama b'shnei koses. Let's say he caught the blood in two different vessels, two different cups. Nasan shnei bifnim pater. If he sprinkled both of them inside, he's pater. That's obvious. That's not a chiddush. The Mishnah doesn't really have to say that. It's the next part which is important. Shnei machotz chayiv. If he sprinkles both of them outside, he's chayiv because both of them could be sprinkled inside, so he does this vayda outside, he's chayiv. Now here we get into more detailed cases. He first sprinkled one cup inside, then he sprinkled the other cup outside. Potter, he's potter for doing avodah b'chutz. That's because the moment he sprinkled the blood inside, the avodah of the dam was already finished, and there's no more avodah that's supposed to be done with the blood. So the second cup that he then sprinkled outside wasn't right to be done inside, therefore he's potter. However, if it was the other way, if he first sprinkled some outside, and then he sprinkled some inside, and he's chayv for the outer one, because at that point in time, the remaining cup of blood still was able to be sprinkled inside. And that's also why Vapanimi Mechaper, the inner one, that second cup of blood that he sprinkled inside, is Mechaper. He is Yotzei's Chiv of sprinkling the blood of the carbon. El Ma'ad Aridama, what's this comparable to, says the Mishnah? L'ma'afresh Chatasoi, a person designated a carbon Chatos, V'avda, and it got lost, and then he designated another carbon Chatos in its stead, and then the original one, the first one, is found. Both of them are standing right in front of him, and so both of them technically could be used as a carbon Chatos. Shachat Shtein Bifnim, Potter. If he shechted both of them inside the base of Mikdash, he's Potter. If he shechted one of them inside and then he shechted the other one outside, potter is potter, because again, just like we said by the blood, the moment that he shechted one of them inside, the other one is automatically not considered a carbon. It's not able to be used anymore, so shechting it outside is not going to be mechayev him. Whereas if he shechted one outside and then one inside, he's chayev for shechting the outer one outside. The inner one that he shechted is mechaper for him. He's yotzei's din with that. Now, just one more din regarding his chatas that we're talking about, kashim shadama paiters basara, the same way that once the dam is sprinkled, once the avoid of the dam is finished, it paters the meat, which means now he can't be chayv me'ila on the meat. We know that before the carbon is brought, if a person uses it for his own needs, he's over me'ila, that's called misappropriating hektish, and he's chayv. But once the avoid of the dam is done, that paters the meat, it loses its din of me'ila, because now it could be eaten by the kohanim. So kachu paiters basar chaverta, it also paters the meat of the other animal, the second one, because now that second animal is not a carbon anymore. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Perek Yud Mishnah Aleph and Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.